Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez Santana.
The Kenai City Council met Wednesday night to discuss increasing revenues to provide additional funding for repairing streetlights within the area. The ordinance would take appropriations from the general fund to provide additional funding to the maintenance operation budget. In turn, this would aid in repairing any damaged streetlights within the city of Kenai. The current purchase order is approximately $56,000 and has received invoices of approximately $55,000 through December 2023. Because of this, an additional $50,000 would be needed to carry through the remainder of the fiscal year. In a memo from Public Works Director Scott Curtin, he notes how the Public Works Department has an annual contract with Ketchumik Electric to provide street lighting, with still allowing the utility to locate, repair, and do maintenance services. Curtin says how he has seen an increase in construction activity within the past year, with greater than anticipated utility locate requests coming into the department. The city pays a little over $100 each for every 811 utility locate request. Through December, the department has expended 98% of their current budget. To combat this, the department is requesting an additional $50,000.
This is essentially supplementing our existing service contract through Ketchumik Electric. As we've discussed at previous council meetings, our ongoing issues with the streetlights. This contract also includes street lighting locate services, which cost about roughly $100 every time they go out to do those. This past summer, we've had more of those than we would normally do, just with the increased activity that we've had in the area. So we haven't used up all of our money yet as of today, but I do expect to be running out here in the next 3 to 4 weeks would be my guess. So this is going to allow them to continue to support those operations, and as the weather improves, allow us to continue to make a couple of other streetlight repairs that we didn't get to in time last fall.
After a vote, the ordinance was enacted with all 7 council members in favor. It looks like the Triumphant Theater has gotten some new materials from an Anchorage church. For more on this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The new Triumvirate Theater received a big boost in cost savings over the weekend thanks to construction materials donated by an Anchorage church which has been scheduled for demolition. The reclaimed materials, which include everything from crown molding to hardwood from a gym floor, will save the local troupe tens of thousands of dollars in construction costs.
My wife saw on Facebook that they were going to demolish the Brayton Chapel, which is right up there by the LDS Temple in Anchorage, and everything was going to go,
said Triumvirate Theater President Joe Rizzo.
And got in contact with the guy that was in charge of divvying all this stuff up, and they said, okay, on this day, that's when everybody's going to get here. All these organizations are coming to like get what's on their list. And so we said, okay.
The Brayton Chapel in Anchorage is being torn down to make way for the construction of a new temple that was announced in January of 2023. But before demolition begins, the church made the salvage offer to nonprofits around the state. When the work was all said and done, Rizzo says his contingent of helpers came home with 2 truckloads of materials. Several local men from the community partook in the day-long project, including Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Peter Michicki.
What looks like not much here will save us tens of thousands of dollars and will be put to work enriching the lives of young people.
According to Joe Rizzo, the design for the rebuilt theater is approximately 95% complete, and once the troupe finishes the completed designs, they'll begin negotiating the construction costs with Blasey Construction. He said Blasey estimates they will be ready to turn the new structure over to the Triumvirate in December of 2024, at which time a team of volunteers from the performer's outfit and the community will enter the home stretch, finishing all the interior work before the theater is ready to open. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Friday.